This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged private sector and space research to build global aura of innovation so that people worldwide feel that if they want to make a career, they should go to India. Mr. Modi stated this during an interaction with CEOs and founders of 20 space startups recently. According to the transcript of the interaction, which was released on National Space Day today, Prime Minister Modi stressed that the country's vast talent pool and high risk-taking capacity would allow India to rapidly establish a dominant position in the global space sector.
दुनिया अब भारतीय स्टार्टअप को खोजती होगी भाई कौन है इसमें क्योंकि एक जब ब्रेक थ्रू होता है तो तुरंत लोगों का ध्यान जाता है बहुत लोगों को हमें जोड़ना है हमें ऐसा एक ऑरा खड़ा कर देना चाहिए कि इस फील्ड में दुनिया भर के लोगों को जिंदगी बनानी है हिंदुस्तान जाओ भारत की कोई स्टार्टअप से जुड़ जाओ भारत की कोई स्पेस एजेंसी से जुड़ जाओ मैं पक्का मानता हूँ जी पूरा टैलेंट पूल जो है एक मैग्नेट की तरह आपके कारण हम खींच सकते हैं और वो हमारी एक बहुत बड़ी ताकत बन सकता है
Meanwhile, National Space Day has been observed today. The country celebrates the day on the 23rd of August every year to mark historic soft landing of Chandrayaan 3 near the moon's south pole, making India the first nation to reach the lunar south polar region. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended the greetings on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi, while sharing a video on social media, said that in the new global order, India is continuously expanding its space sector.
2047 तक भारत को विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने का संकल्प लिया इस संकल्प को सिद्धि तक पहुंचाने में स्पेस सेक्टर की भूमिका बहुत बड़ी है
प्रोपल्शन सिस्टम हो कंपोजिट मटेरियल्स हो रॉकेट स्टेजेज हो सैटेलाइट प्लेटफॉर्म्स हो भारत का युवा आज उन क्षेत्रों में काम कर रहा है जिनकी कुछ साल पहले कल्पना भी संभव नहीं थी भारत का प्राइवेट स्पेस टैलेंट पूरी दुनिया में अपनी अलग पहचान बना रहा है आज ग्लोबल इन्वेस्टर्स के लिए भारत का स्पेस सेक्टर एक अट्रैक्टिव डेस्टिनेशन बन रहा है
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed the need for self-reliance in shipbuilding, ship repair and related maritime sectors, describing it as vital to the country's security. He has said that India is capable of becoming a global shipbuilding hub. Defence Minister was addressing the gathering after laying the foundation stone for five expansion projects of the Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers and Yantra India Limited, worth approximately 3,400 crore rupees in Kolkata. Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, has clarified that no new strain of H1N1 has been identified and there is no cause for panic. The influenza strains currently circulating also well matched with the vaccine strains recommended for the Northern Hemisphere. According to senior scientists at the ICMR, these viruses have been in circulation since the year 2025. Delhi Police has clarified that no permission has been granted to any individual organization for holding protest or gathering at the Jantar Mantar today. He said that various videos and posts are being circulated, calling upon people to gather and assemble on the issue of reservation reforms. In a social media post, police said that prohibitory orders are already enforced in New Delhi district. The BRICS Sports Ministers meeting concluded at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh with unanimous adoption of the Sports Joint Declaration. The declaration reaffirms the commitment of the member countries to strengthen cooperation in sport through dialogue, mutual respect and inclusiveness. Addressing the gathering, Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia called for building a BRICS sporting partnership with practical and sustained cooperation. In men's cricket, India with 300 for 5 in the first innings against host Sri Lanka at stumps on day one of the second and final test in Colombo. Devdutt Padikkal continued his impressive form, scoring his second consecutive test century. He made 117 of 193 balls. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat. India won the first test by 165 runs and currently lead the two-match series 1-0. In the FIH Hockey World Cup, the Indian women's team will take on Australia tonight. India must win this match to stay in contention for a semi-final berth. The Pool E match will begin at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.